Dear Diary. Sometimes I believe in myself. Sometimes I don't. Like sides of the Necker cube. Belief in one's own story is a kind of rush. Like a wave coming back at you. At times it's rolled me over. I have the feeling of getting back up again. Thinking this time I found a format. I have introduced you in the class to the man on the tape. The two are one and the same. Dear Diary. Why do we write to a diary? To record data. For whom to see? Is it just for me? Do I dare share it? Do I want to? Why would I? What is my motive? What is my character? What am I about? I told them I'd show movies. I told Fern I would not abuse. I spoke in class with the same voice that you now hear. And so at least it's not the voice that's strange. When I share reality with you, how deep does it go? To share reality is to share message space. Good to feel another human being out there. Better real feeling for them than for a machine. Okay to feel a little vibration. I said we were going to move our bodies. I all but said we are going to dance. I am committing to you, signing you up for a venture, giving you no choice. Once we've left the port. Dear Diary, once in open space, are you wide open? What is left inside. Eric didn't like the word in spirit. Why not? Is spirit not the essence of the venture? How do you express spirit? Do you run fast? Feel your limits? How good are you? Let me see. Will you feel it necessary to tell your story? In hostility. Do you want your story told? If not, why not? How can we accommodate you? Keep a diary in digital. As a memory, you'll feel good about. As a source for pleasure. A way for you to construct and hold the past. Ask yourself, as you write your diary, to whom do you speak? Eric, Rebecca counsels that my tapes should be edited before I put them out. Would you do this for me? I would deeply thank you. This is different from a lecture. This is what I want to say to my students. Through the medium of listening to a tape. I want to assert this as a legitimate way of communicating with my students. And of itself being fodder for communication out. I would like to keep cameras out of my classroom, at least until we consider and perhaps decide to do otherwise. We are all characters. In our own play. All plays different. Except on what they agree on. The self-reflected mission is to make a great reality. What is that? I've been asked to speak to the Nieman Foundation. To moderate a panel on how to ask the right questions. What do I think? To ask the right questions let's first talk about what's right. Right for a journalist means telling a story with the biggest message, bounded by the truth as you know it, and as you can back with sources. That depends on how the story that you tell makes people feel. You would be pleased to have your work cause deep feeling . What is the question to which you want to know the answer? If it depends on picking a topic that will be of interest to your audience, how better than to choose one of interest to you? To have interest is to have feeling, to open yourself up . Expose yourself. You can feel that you are in quest of a story. Your question though will pose for you a choice. You formulate the real question in your mind, the point of curiosity. But frame it. How? Directly? Simply ask it? Trust credibility coming back, or take response as interesting, true or false? What is the purpose of your question? What is the output? Wanted for? Is it to be a story in itself, or to lead you deeper, put you in the catbird seat so later on you can bring truth out. Which route to the interesting truth you go is up to you. Suppose I introduce the tapes in person, face to face, play a segment, back it off. Suppose I had pictures to go with it. If I'm making tape, I should be making pictures. I should have just the kit I want to give to Barlow. A Berkman Center, one-person production kit. Shall we seek support from Hewlett-Packard, Sony? Who can help us? Do we need them? Are we better off? To spend ourselves and save the hassle. There's a one credit. Can we set it up like eBay, auction off first credit with support in kind? What have we to sell? Does even asking the question demean us? Show Roland Christensen's internet video. Explain that I don't want cameras in my classroom. At least full motion video. In the Christensen video, the focus is too much on him, necessarily, since he is seen as the one to speak. suppose we could give each student access to the B-School's mode of internet production, its presentation platform. And in it, let each student or student group create its story. This will be, should be, a learning story. I am producing Zitrain's Internet and Society class. He's producing my evidence class. Both of us are being produced by Eric Saltzman. All of us together producing Terry Fisher. Moving out from there. Asking questions. Following the hypothetical case of Mike Chimura and his autistic child, stories are worth money. When is a story worth money to a lawyer? When does a lawyer settle? When does a lawyer go to trial? We should be able to articulate these different value measures. And understand how evidence affects them, how they in turn affect the evidence. What do we give? What do we hide? What means of hiding are at our disposal? What rights does a plaintiff have in a class action? Can he put his story up on eBay and auction to the highest bidder? What permissible currency of exchange? What rights as he goes along? Mike Chimura wants to know the path. He needs information to inform his choice. To understand and prepare for his future. To make the best of it. I'd like to talk to Schlichtman about gathering evidence. Jan is particularly good at gathering evidence for demonstration. Two forms of proof: demonstration, contradiction. Terry Lenzner could talk to us about that. The answer to the three hats problem. An example of proof by contradiction. Assume the hat upon your head is white. What then? If what follows is inconsistent with a premise of your belief, then you know the opposite is true. Proof by demonstration. Plaintiff's direct case. Proof by contradiction. Cross-examine. How you ask the question depends on what point of view you take. Should its form be leading? Or open-ended? I represent what Harvey Fineberg stood for, stands for. I subscribe to his ideal. I value the process that he proscribed, and we'll play with in it.
I stand in white flat land, no shadow or shade of a doubt. With a neck bone and a girl with her hand. Covering most of the mouth. Fall in love with a bright idea and the way the world is revealed to you. Batman and dancing girl, and as the show is considered for you. Monkey in the middle, keep singing that tune. I don't wanna hear it, get rid of it soon. MC on stage tonight is a man named Billy Crow. He's being too much fun boy, and he knows the worth of a beautiful.
Stand up, don't hold your dust. Turn your back before.
Monkey in the middle keeps doing that. making me nervous. Get rid of it quick. I stand in white black land, no shadow or shade of a doubt. Where the megaphone man met the girl with the hand and the cover and wants to know. Does she tell me the truth? Does she hide the lie? Does she say it's so no one can know?